Keith, take it away. You have 10 minutes.
I want to make the case that Americans, conservatives especially, should oppose foreign welfare for the same reason we should oppose domestic welfare. One, the costs are extraordinarily high. Two, the outcomes are very uncertain. Three, those who control the funds, politicians, have no incentive to spend other people's money efficiently. And fourth, those who bear the cost of foreign aid, taxpayers, have little to no leverage if they oppose what their money is being spent on. Unlike the private voluntary sector of the economy, governments believe that foreign aid is so beneficial, we, the American taxpayers, must be coerced into funding it. Regarding the high cost of foreign aid, according to foreignassistance.gov, in the last 10 years, the U.S. government has spent $611 billion on foreign aid, consisting of more than 100,000 activities in 223 countries, primarily Ukraine, Israel, Jordan, and recently Taiwan. That $611 billion must either be taxed away from productive Americans, or the government must increase the supply of dollars in circulation, resulting in each dollar's diminished purchasing power, giving us the inflation and high prices we experience today. Foreign aid is not necessary, as some would say, in order to trade with other countries. Major trading partners of ours include Mexico, Canada, China, the European Union, Japan, and South Korea. Those countries today receive a microscopic amount of foreign aid. There is no correlation between foreign aid given and the ability for us to trade with other countries. As for the uncertain outcomes of U.S. foreign aid, a book titled The Al-Qaeda Reader, with an introduction by Victor Davis Hanson, quotes Osama bin Laden directly in a letter titled, "Why We Are Fighting You," where bin Laden says, "Why are we fighting and opposing you? The answer is very simple. Because you attacked us and continue to attack us. You attack us in Palestine. The creation and continuation of Israel is one of the greatest crimes, and you are the leaders of its criminals." And of course, there is no need to explain and prove the degree of American support for Israel. According to Lawrence Wright's 2006 book, The Looming Tower, Al-Qaeda and the Road to 9/11, from page 307, Mr. Wright says, "On April 11, 1996, when Muhammad Atta was 27 years old, he signed a standardized will he got from the Al-Quds Mosque. It was the day Israel attacked Lebanon in Operation Grapes of Wrath. According to one of his friends, Atta was enraged, and by filling out his last testament during the attack, he was offering his life in response." When politicians have access to hundreds of billions of dollars, they have no incentive to make sure the money is spent in such a way that keeps Americans safe. In fact, if it fails to keep Americans safe, the lack of safety is used as a justification for politicians to spend more taxpayer money. Consider the case of Russia and Ukraine. On July 3rd of 2015, Ukrainian National News reported that since the beginning of Azov Winter's offensive, pro-Russian separatists have lost more than 800 fighters, killed, wounded, and captured in Shirokina, Ukraine. 2 years later, Senator John McCain, Amy Klobuchar, and Lindsey Graham visited Shirokina, Ukraine, where Senator Graham spoke with Ukraine's 36th Separate Marine Brigade and said, "Your fight is our fight. 2017 will be the year of offense. All of us will go back to Washington, and we will push the case against Russia. Enough of their Russian aggression. It is time for them to pay a heavier price. Our fight is not with the Russian people, but with Putin. Our promise to you is to take your cause to Washington, inform the American people of your bravery, and make the case against Putin to the world." 5 years before Putin's large-scale invasion of Ukraine, American senators went to Ukraine, not to spread a message of peace, trade, and cooperation, but to incite young Ukrainian men to risk getting their limbs blown off to ensure the people of the Donbass answer to Kiev as opposed to Moscow. According to the Council on Foreign Relations, the U.S. has spent $175 billion in Ukraine since 2022, inflaming the power and influence of the military-industrial complex President Eisenhower warned us about. The unnecessary wars on terror and the unnecessary proxy war against nuclear-armed Russia in Ukraine would be much less likely to have taken place if the principle of foreign welfare had been widely rejected by Americans. As to the morality of foreign aid, There is nothing virtuous in unaccountable politicians confiscating hundreds of billions of dollars in wealth from Americans and allocating them to regimes who provoke other countries to attack the United States. Foreign welfare and domestic welfare yield the same results. They encourage irresponsible behavior on the part of the recipients and will inevitably create resentment among taxpayers whose hard-earned dollars are spent in such a way. It confiscates money away from productive activities and allocates money and scarce resources to people who pay no price for being wrong. In President Eisenhower's memoirs titled Waging Peace, he made an important observation about the concept of foreign aid, saying, "Our foreign aid should be granted mainly to those countries where each maintains or is clearly moving toward a governmental system and social methods that command the respect and support of the vast majority of its own citizens. Otherwise, our aid, if it helps to sustain empowered regimes which are oppressive, may actually become self-defeating. To be effective, our assistance must be discriminating." Netanyahu's Israel certainly does not meet this criteria. According to the Times of Israel on August 26th of this year, 350,000 protesters stood outside of the prime minister's office during a security cabinet meeting, demanding the government reach a deal for the release of the 50 hostages held in Gaza. The same article estimates 500,000 protesters engaged in a similar demonstration the previous Sunday. The case of Zelensky's Ukraine also fails to meet Eisenhower's criteria. Since Zelensky has embraced a no-leave policy for men ages 18 to 60, conscripting them to fight and get killed, has nationalized Ukrainian media outlets, restricted religious freedom of Orthodox churches, failed to hold his March 2024 presidential election, and fabricated a story on November 15th of 2022 about a Russian missile striking NATO ally Poland, killing two civilians. Foreign aid has no justification in a free society. If other countries wish to increase their access to American products and services, we should embrace the discipline of hard work and value-for-value exchanges, which make individuals and nations wealthy, and reject the concept of foreign welfare. Thank you.